I was given a very special gift at a very young age. It went like this: be before you are and you will become. And I'm not sure I really knew what that meant when I first heard it. So I said to somebody, what does that mean? And it was kind of explained, well, fake it till you make it, which I didn't like because I didn't want to fake it. I wanted to be the person. And then I got it. If I be the person that I want to be, then of course I'll become that person. So if you live as a healthy, fit, strong person, even if you're not healthy and fit now, you'll become healthy and fit, because healthy, fit, strong people live differently than people who are fat and unhealthy and unenergetic and don't like their lives. It's pretty obvious. If you want to be wealthy and you're not wealthy at the moment, then you can't keep living as a poor person, which is spending all your money, wasting your money, not investing any money, and not studying wealth and studying what rich people do. So that was pretty simple to me as well. Ro, if you want to be wealthy, you better study wealth and you better study what wealthy people do. And when you study those folks, you completely understand why people are poor and why people are rich, because rich people do different things with their money. So that was, again, really obvious to me. If you are not in a career that you love, you're not doing something that you're really passionate about every day as far as your job goes, then study the people that have great careers. How did they get there? What different headspace do they have than the people that have chosen a lousy, stinking, rotten job? And that was really interesting to me, because obviously school's a lot about getting the right job, getting the right education so you can get into the right university, so you can get a job that pays you lots of money. Very rarely do you hear in school that you should be doing something with your life that you're really passionate about. And when you do something you're passionate about, then you want to study and you want to train and you want to get educated, you want to learn more, which means you become really good at what you do, which means you'll earn lots of money. And I never learned that at school, but to me that just makes sense. And it's interesting when you listen to the people who are multimillionaires, who are billionaires, who are passionate about what they're doing, they're passionate about their career or their business, they will all share with you, all of them, 100% of them will tell you that the number one reason why they've become successful is because they've chosen something that they're really passionate about. They're not doing some lousy, stinking, rotten job that they don't like. They haven't chosen a job because their mum said this is the job you should do, or their career officer said this is the only mark you're going to get at high school, or because you're really smart at high school, you should become a doctor or a lawyer. The people who are really successful in their career path or in their business will share with you happily, openly, and passionately that they're doing what they're really passionate about. So that made sense to me. So be before you are means, from a career path point of view, if you haven't got the career that you want right now, well, you better go and study and learn and practice and train to get that career path. Otherwise, you'll never get it. So that was obvious to me. And then if you have a look at relationships, which a lot of people place the major part of their life importance on their relationships. My life is only happy if I have a great boyfriend or a great husband or a great partner, or I've got a great family in my life, or I've got people and friends and lots of people in my social environment. That's why my life is awesome, because of the people in my life. And that didn't make sense to me either, because what if you don't like yourself? It doesn't matter how many people you have in your life who like you. If you don't like you, then they can all tell you how wonderful you are and how accomplished you are and how gorgeous you are, but you won't believe it because you don't like who you are. So for me, that was a real obvious be before you are and you will become. If you really want to have great people in your life, Roa, you better start being a great person. If you want people to respect you, you better be respectful of yourself. And when you have a look at that word respect, it's really interesting, because if you are self-respectful, if you have self-respect, the question then I always ask myself, well, what kind of food will I eat? Will I eat second best food or the best food? What kind of exercise will I do? Will I pick dodgy exercises that waste my time, or will I do the best exercises that will give me the best results in the shortest period of time? If I respect myself, will I have a lousy, stinking, rotten job that pays my lousy, stinking, rotten bills, or will I choose to do something that I'm really passionate about? If I respect myself, what kind of people will I have in my life? Will I accept people who are rude, negative, nasty, don't hold me accountable to my goals, or just don't want me to have any goals? Why would I have those people in my life? Wouldn't that be disrespectful of myself? So to me, that was really obvious. A be before you are and you will become If you really like who you are and you are respectful of yourself, then of course, Rowie, you will accept and respect and attract great people into your life. And again, that's a really interesting observation, because if you like who you are, if you are self-respectful, if you are doing the things that you love to do, if you have a career that you're passionate about, if you're healthy, fit and strong, then the importance of other people may be less. If you are relying on your family, your friends, your relationship, your partner to make you happy or add value to your life, there's always the fear that they won't be there. There's always the fear that your partner will leave you, or that your family will die, or that your friends will move away. And they're the people that are adding such massive value to your life. What if they're not there? And that was a great lesson I learned very early on in my life with the be before you are and you will become. If you really love who you are, being by yourself is awesome. The people that come into your life will add value to your life, but they won't be your life. So your relationships, your family, the people who are respectful of you and add value to your life are like icing on the cake. It's nice to have them, but the cake is still the cake. Your life will be awesome because you made it that way, not because other people are providing you with happiness or joy or experiences. You can travel on your own. You can go to the movies on your own. You can go out to dinner on your own. You can be by yourself if you like who you are. Now, if you like who you are, of course, you're more likely to attract great people into your life. And if you just look at it from a relationship point of view, both males and females, it seems to be a general consensus that we find it really difficult to be in relationships with people who don't like themselves very much, people who have low self-esteem, low self-confidence, who need to be pumped up all the time, who get jealous, who wonder where we are and what we're doing. The people that don't like themselves very much, they're really difficult to have a relationship with. So if you have people like that in your life, it's easy to say, well, they're bad people, or I don't like them, or they shouldn't be in my life, or this is a bad relationship. But once again, I learned early on, be before you are and you will become. If you are attracting those kind of people into your life, or if you are accepting those kind of people in your life, then that's actually not their challenge. It's my challenge. If I've got disrespectful people in my life, I can't change them. That's who they are. They've got low self-esteem, low self-confidence. They're disrespectful. I can't change who they are, but I certainly don't have to have them in my life. I don't have to choose to have those kind of people in my life. And the other very cool thing about that is that other people who really like themselves, who are self-respecting and self-confident and have high self-esteem, want to invest time with people who are self-respecting and have high self-confidence and high self-esteem. They don't want to waste time with people who don't like themselves very much. So it turns out that if you're a great person and you have self-respect and you are self-confident, you've got high self-esteem and you have a career that you love and you are healthy, fit and strong and you're financially free, that you will attract that kind of person into your life, because that's what they're looking for. Somebody who's wealthy isn't looking for a poor person to have a relationship with. They want, because they've worked really hard and they've done what they're passionate about and they've studied and they've trained and they've educated themselves to become wealthy, to add value to the world and to have a successful business or a career, they want to find somebody who's got the same values as they do. So that special gift that I was given, be before you are and you will become, has added massive value to every area of my life. If I want to be healthy, fit and strong, I have to live like a healthy, fit, strong person. If I want to be wealthy, I have to live like a wealthy person, not like a poor person. If I want to have a career that I love, I've got to go and do the things that will make that happen. I have to choose the career, and then I have to do the education, the training and have the discipline and do it. I can't just think about it and talk about it. I actually have to go and do it. And if I want to have great people in my life, it's not about the people. It's about me being a great person. And then if I don't have anybody in my life, that doesn't matter, because being by yourself is awesome. And I love watching people who travel on their own, or they go to the movies on their own, or they go out to dinner on their own, and they're just having a great time. That's because they love who they are. So if you be before you are, you will become. If you take on that philosophy, whatever I want to do with my life, start living like that person right now. And it's the best advice that I could ever give as a fitness professional. And I don't give advice because what difference does it make what I think? But some great self-advice that really has worked for me, and perhaps if you consider it for yourself, if you really want to lose weight, which is, for example, one of the biggest challenges in the world, you can't live like a fat person, you have to live like a thin person. If you've got a disease like coronary heart disease or type 2 diabetes, you can't live like a person that has coronary heart disease and type 2 diabetes. You have to live like a person who hasn't, which means you'll eat differently and you'll move differently. If you want to be wealthy, you can't live like poor people do. You can't waste your money. You can't spend your money on stupid stuff. You have to invest your money wisely and then get money working for you, which is what rich people do, and then you'll become wealthy. I love that advice. I've lived my life implementing that advice. Rowie, be before you are and you will become. And last but not least, if you're not happy, you can't live your life like an unhappy person. Unhappy people talk about unhappy things. They listen to unhappy things. They talk negatively. They use negative words. They watch negative movies. They listen to negative music. They hang out with negative people. They take prescription drugs that say you're unhappy. You open up a box that says this is a box of antidepressants. You're taking these because you're depressed. You're telling yourself that you're an unhappy person. Unhappy people take unhappy drugs to try and get happy. If you really want to be happy, be before you are and you will become. Live like happy people live. And to me, that was, again, so simple because there was a time in my life when I wasn't happy. So I started listening to happy music and I started investing time with happy people or with no people at all because there's very few really happy people in the world. I watch happy movies. I don't listen to the news and I don't listen to the radio because it's often full of unhappy stuff. I surround myself with animals who are just unconditionally loving. I appreciate all weather, whether it's hot or cold or raining or boiling hot. I don't care because I appreciate the fact that happy people aren't happy because of the weather. They just choose to be happy from the inside. I surround myself with stories of people who are successful and have had careers that they love and they're doing what they're passionate about and they've become wealthy because they're doing what they're passionate about. I surround myself with stories of sport and I watch sport because I love watching people who are doing what they're passionate about. They're getting paid for it. They're playing a game for a living and they're doing what they love. So I surround myself with passion and positivity and happiness and happy people and happy things. So then it's easy to be happy. Be before you are and you will become. If you want to be a happy person, you have to live like happy people live, not like grumpy people. So perhaps there's a philosophy that you could consider to apply into your life if you want to be happy, healthy, fit, strong, have a career that you love, be financially free and have great relationships. Be before you are and you will become.